Ranger Royal Treasury, Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour, hour number one, here on this Thursday, July 23rd, 2026 edition. MERS news story, and also we reported on it yesterday. Republican gubernatorial candidate John James has made two requests for public funding worth a combined $387,000, according to the Bureau of Elections filings that were released this week. James is the first known gubernatorial candidate to request the public funding for this 2026 primary. This is a mechanism that can be used in the primary or the general election by a candidate who raises at least $75,000 and promises not to spend more than $2 million in a race. The $2 million spending limit applies only to the primary. If James wins the nomination on August 4th, he would have to separately apply for public financing and accept the applicable restrictions for the upcoming general election. James can only accept a maximum of $990,000 from public financing and cannot raise more than $50,000 from himself and his family members for the entirety of the campaign, according to the Bureau of Elections. John James campaign manager Jackson Gross said, over 8,000 Michiganders have invested in this campaign because they believe in John James. Every resource possible should be used to beat Benson and save our state from socialism. Perry Johnson has spent $70 million attacking Donald Trump and John James and trying to get people to like him. Well, Perry's about to lose for the third cycle in a row, according to John James' spokesperson. Now, the interesting part of this, folks, James' July 20th filing drew the attention of the Johnson campaign, who called the funding mechanism campaign welfare. Johnson said he is asking taxpayers, referring to John James, to bankroll another campaign after losing two statewide elections. I'm using my own money because I am not going to be beholden to the political establishment or special interest groups. Republicans cannot save the Republican ticket with a career politician who asks taxpayers to fund his ambitions. We need an outsider who can beat Jocelyn Benson and in the process save our entire Republican ticket up and down the ballot and finally put Michigan families first, said Perry Johnson. Well, interesting little twist on this story. John Truscott of Truscott Rossman and a former spokesperson for former Governor John Engler said using public funding has been common practice in gubernatorial races since the mechanism was created back in 1976, particularly in primary elections where spending is typically much less. if it fits into your budget, I don't know why you wouldn't take it. It's a very prudent thing to do, according to Truscott. Well, based on today's big dollar races, another consultant said he sees the limitations on the money being too restrictive for serious candidates. I'm unaware of any Republican gubernatorial candidate who has won with public funding since 1990. I don't know why you'd artificially handicap yourself this way. Well, here's the history of it. No 2022 gubernatorial candidate used public financing. But back in 2018, four actually did. Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly applied for and received $325,470. Abdul El Sayed, running against Gretchen Whitmer, matched her, where both of them got $990,000, the total max. And then the eventual nominee, Bill Schuette, who beat Brian Kelly and Patrick Kobach, received $552,841. This all according to records from the Bureau of Elections. Neither of the major party nominees, Schuette or Whitmer, used public financing for the general election. They only did it in the primary. So, pretty interesting. John James basically admitting and agreeing to not spending more than $2 million of his own campaign money to beat Perry Johnson on August 4th. Why? Because he's got PACs that are supporting his campaign. Many of them are running TV ads as we speak. I saw a commercial last night on Fox News. One of these PACs were attacking Perry Johnson over his previous statement publicly that he would support data centers in Michigan. Well, according to recent speeches and public comments he's made, now he's reconsidering. So we'll see where all this goes. But very interesting, John James basically tying his hands on whether or not he's going to spend more than $2 million in this primary. So we'll see where this goes. Continue to follow this story. Long, lengthy story here. I'm not going to get into all the details. But Ingham County Circuit Court Judge Morgan Cole yesterday morning blocked prosecutors from telling potential jurors that former House Speaker Lee Chatfield allegedly pocketed cash campaign contributions and withdrew political funds from an ATM in Las Vegas, but did allow evidence involving additional apartment payments and allegedly improper travel reimbursements. The judge, in speaking to his split ruling, said, "So you win some and you lose some," looking at the Attorney General's legal representation as well as Chatfield's attorney. The Attorney General's office wanted to introduce all four allegations as uncharged, quote, other acts of evidence at the upcoming September 21st trial of Lee Chatfield, arguing that they would show broader patterns of Chatfield knowingly treating political and public funds as his own. Chatfield, a Republican from Levering, who served as a House Speaker from 2019 through 2020, has pleaded not guilty. I did not realize Nestle's office charging him with potentially 13 felony charges. including allegations that he embezzled political funds. Well, the judge agreed the four new allegations could be relevant to Chatfield's intent and to counter defense claims that the transactions underlying the charges were simply mistakes. But she found the cash donation and the Las Vegas allegations risked unfairly prejudicing or confusing the jurors. While the apartment and travel evidence was closely enough connected to conduct already charged in the case. The most disputed allegation involved cash donations to Chatfield's candidate committee. Meanwhile, Rob Menard, Chatfield's former chief of staff, told investigators that campaign mail was kept in a basket at Chatfield's home and that he saw Chatfield and his wife write separate checks and also separate checks from cash and keeping the cash rather than depositing it into the campaign account, said the prosecutors. Said the prosecutors, allegedly. Also, four allegations emerged from information provided by Ann Menard. Both Rob and Ann Menard were two of Chatfield's former top aides who reached plea agreements with the Attorney General's office last year and agreed to testify truthfully if called as witnesses against Chatfield. While Assistant Attorney General Kayla Crino said bank records for the Lee Chatfield for State Representative Committee showed no cash deposits, matching the donations that Rob Menard described. Well, Chatfield's attorney, Mary Chartier, argued the Menards had every incentive to make damaging claims against Chatfield after receiving plea deals from the Attorney General's office. Chartier argued both Menards pleaded guilty last year to filing false tax returns and obtaining less than $20,000 through false pretenses. The plea agreements required them to testify truthfully if called as a witness. Chartier described these agreements as simply sweetheart deals and argued Menard couples had an incentive to provide damaging information against Chatfield. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Get ready, Michigan. Saturday, July 25th, Rock Michigan Red comes to Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell, Michigan in Clare County. Don't miss the Motor City Madman himself, Ted Nugent, live on the mountain for a night of music, energy, and Michigan pride. Bring your friends, bring your family, and be part of one unforgettable summer event at Liberty Mountain USA. For tickets and full event details, go to LibertyMountainUSA.com, click on events, and get your tickets today.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Got a text message here from Officer Rick. He's working road patrol down in Genesee County today. Said he had someone text him yesterday that no way would they be attending the event on Saturday due to John James benefiting from the event. They said they would not support the event, as they do not want one dime of their money going to benefit John James. But first of all, these people don't know what they're talking about. None of the candidates that are coming and speaking are getting any money from the event. This is a fundraiser for the Michigan Republican Party and our county party. I know the owners of the venue. I know exactly what the agreement is, the arrangement is, with Jim Runstead, the chairman of the Michigan Republican Party. None of these candidates, folks, that are coming on Saturday are going to get one dime of the proceeds. The venue, after paying their workers, paying for security, parking, the porta parties, all the things that go into running the event, once those are covered, the rest of the proceeds from the ticket sales are going to the Michigan Republican Party, 50%, and the other half is going to all 83 county parties based on participation. Just because John James has been the last one to confirm that he is, in fact, coming on Saturday is irrelevant. Doesn't matter, because none of these candidates are getting any of the money. So please reach out, re-engage that person, educate them, because they don't know what they're talking about. This is not money fundraisers for the candidates. This is a fundraiser for the state party. And the biggest thing you have to understand, state party has to hold a statewide state convention on August 22nd. It's going to be at Soaring Eagle in Mount Pleasant. Well, they got to pay for that venue. They have to pay the money to hold the convention there Saturday, August 22nd. By the way, the Thursday before August 13th is when the call to conventions are for the new duly elected precinct delegates. They're going to be elected on August 4th. You go to your county convention on August 13th and then select the people to go to the state convention at Soaring Eagle, Mount Pleasant on Saturday, August 22nd. So, Rick, if you would please reach out to this person and explain this to them. John James is not getting a dime. Neither is Perry Johnson. Neither is Mike Rogers. This is a party, state party fundraising event, period. And money being shared with the county parties who participate. So please reach out to that person, educate them, because they do not know what they're talking about. Forgive them, Father, for they do not know what they do. Well, I got another text message. Greg downstate said, Randy, that earlier story you talked about, exactly why early voting is so stupid. What it boils down to, folks, simply is convenience. It's that simple. My 90-year-old mother received her ballot. We sat down. She asked me questions about the candidates. I told her straight up their backgrounds and who they were. And she marked the ballot, signed it, and returned it to her local clerk. But being 90 years old on her own, I don't think she could have done it without my assistance. That's number one. Number two, I don't think she even saw the instructions about staying on one side. Party primary election, Tuesday, August 4th, folks, you have to vote for either all Democrats or all Republicans. You don't get to cross over and mix and match. If you do, and you cast your ballot in person, the tabulator will spit it out. And again, if you or anybody you know voted for Mike Cox, let them know that they have until 5 o'clock Friday, tomorrow, July 24th at 5 p.m., they can go to their local clerk where they vote or where they turned in their absentee ballot. City, township, or village clerks, and they can spoil their ballots. Get another ballot, and then vote for either Perry Johnson or John James. You don't have to just let it go. You can actually make your vote count if you voted for Mike Cox. Hour number two of today's show will be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Get ready, Michigan. Saturday, July 25th, Rock Michigan Red comes to Liberty Mountain, USA in Farwell, Michigan in Clare County. Don't miss the Motor City Madman himself, Ted Nugent, live on the mountain for a night of music, energy, and Michigan pride. Bring your friends, bring your family, and be part of one unforgettable summer event at Liberty Mountain, USA. For tickets and full event details, go to libertymountainusa.com, click on events, and get your tickets today. The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states.